Okay, so for today I want to discuss with you some inyanim, inyani halacha related to the parash. The first inyan is Shnayim Nikra V'yecha Targum.
Well, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
You said Baruch Hashem Nosim of Koach, right?
Yeah, Hanosim Layoy of Koach, yeah.
In the Mechaber, I looked it up, in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, he holds, Mechaber says, you don't say that.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not in the Gemara. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara goes through all the Birchas HaShachar and it doesn't appear. So it's very mysterious how it crept in. So the Mechaber says, don't say it. It's Bracha Levatala.
So the Sfaradim really don't say it?
I don't know the answer. I do not know. I don't know.
Check out one verse.
Okay, let's go to Inyoni Parsha Shnayim Mikra V'yachatak. Parsha Shemos. Parsha Shemos, well known for a renewal of a reminder that we are mechuyev to review the parasha Shnayim Mikra V'yechotakim. Shmos is Rashi Tevos, Shin Shnayim, Mem is Mikra, Vav is V'yechotakim. We threw the two words together. V'ela Shmos is a famous remez. V'ela is Rashi Tevos, V'chayiv Adam Likros HaParsha, Shmos Shnayim Mikra V'yechotakim. Okay, now, by the way, in the Gemara, it says Le'olam Yashlam. Ramad says Chayiv. Many people don't appreciate the severity of the requirement. Just to put it in perspective, Mitzray Shabbos. Are you mechuyev to make a bracha Bori Ma'ori Ha'ish? I make a bracha Bori Mnei B'Samin. So guess what? You're not really mechuyev to do it. It's only a minuk. And if you have a hard time finding Eish, a hard time finding B'Samin, don't do it. You don't have to exert yourself, Mitzvah Shabbos, to make these two brachas. There's no chiv whatsoever. On the other hand, Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum, you must. Chayiv. The Gemara says, Le'olam Yishalish, and the Ramah says, Chayiv Adam. So the same Ramah, many people, they wouldn't dare think of not making, saying, Borim Borim Ha'ish, or Borim Nei B'Samim. But Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum, not for me. It's just the opposite. That Bori Ma'ori Ho'esh and B'samim, that is something which a person, if it's too hard, he doesn't have to do. But to Shnayim Mikra Targum is a very important chiyuv. Okay, now why do we do it three times? The famous Chazal, the reason why we do it three times corresponds to the three times the Torah was given to us. Torah was given to us in Har Sinai, Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum, a total of three. Shnayim, two times in the Torah itself and one Targum. The first time was given to us in Har Sinai. Har Sinai, Hashem gave us Kol Torah Kula, and then it was repeated to us in Oihel Moed. It was repeated to Moshe, so Hashem reviewed it with Moshe a second time in the Oihel Moed, and then Moshe explained it to us, Be'er Heitev in Arvois Moyav. So corresponding to the two times that Hashem gave us the Torah, it was given Har Sinai, and to Moshe was taught to him in the Oil Moed, and the third time, that's Shnayim Mikra, and when Moshe Rabbeinu explained it to us, Be'er Heitev, at Arva Smoyav and Chumash Devarim, that corresponds to the Targum, the translation, the interpretation. Okay, there's a very big chiddush from the Ravan. The Ravan, you can use the Ravan to be Malamit, Tzchus, and Klal Yisrael, many people who do not do Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum. The Ravan is an incredible chiddush. He asks a question, why does it say, Chayiv Adam L'Shalish Parshiyosav Im Hatzibur? The Pasuk, the Chazal, Chayiv Adam L'Shalish Likroi Parshiyosav. Why did Chazal add those words im hatzibur together with the tzibur? So Ravan says the only time you mechuyev to do Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum is if you don't go to shul. If you're not going to shul, you're at home, or you live in a community where there is no Beis HaKnesses where they're going to do Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, then what you're supposed to do is you should be mechave in the Shah. What time are they laying the Torah in the nearby town, the closest city which has the Beis HaKnesses? At 10 o'clock? So at 10 o'clock, you should at that point in time read the Parsha Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum. Why Shnayim Mikra? Twice, one to correspond to the Gabai and to the Baal Koreh. That there are two significant people that stand by the bima. There's the gabai, who's called the shliach tzibur, and then there is The team. The team includes the one who lanes, the korei, with the one who gets the aliyah. In time of Chazal, it used to be the one that gets the aliyah is the one who lanes. So today we break it up between two people. The one, there's someone who lanes, and there's the one that gets the aliyah. But really they're merged into one person. And then there is the gaba who calls people up. So corresponding to these very important people who stand at the bima, who participate in the reading of the Torah, the gabai and the korei, that's why you should read it twice. And then corresponding to the miturgamon, Chazal, after the parsha was read, the aliyah was read, there was a miturgamon who translated the parsha into Aramaic, into Targum Onkelos, and it's still done today by the Teimonim, or by Teimonim. If you go to the Kosel on Ravi on Shabbos, you can look around, it's probably not so hard to find Minyanim by the Kosel on Shabbos where you find the miturgamon, someone translating the Torah. So that's why you do. That's why we do it a third time to correspond to the miturgam. So in other words, according to the Ravan, there's no obligation to recite Shnai Mikav Yachatargum unless you are not planning on going to the Beis HaKnesses on Shabbos. And even then, you, at the time, B'Shah, when the Tzibur is reading it, that's when you should make your best attempt to say it, to make up the next best thing for not being in the Beis HaKnesses. But if you go to the Beis HaKnesses, and in the Beis HaKnesses you hear them say Shnei Mikvei Targum, you have no obligation to do it, because you've heard it. Now that's the Ravan. However, this is a very dangerous Ravan. Ravan is one of the Rishonim. We do not rely upon it. The Ramah, obviously the Ramah, Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim B'Yod Ramah, we do not pass like the Ravan. We pass that he is lechiv to recite Shnei Mikvei Yechotargum even if you go to the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, now let's go to another idea which I found to be very interesting.
Does that count as one mikvah though?
No, does not count, not even as one mikvah. There's no dim shmei koin. It says likra. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, you have to actually read it. You have to actually read the Shnei Mikvei Yechotargum. Now, one of the brachas given for Shnei Mikvei Yechotargum is Arichas Yom. It says in the Gemara that a person that's not, does not review the parish of Shnei Mikvei Yechotargum, Mekatshin Lo Shon Yom Avu Shnei Sof. Hashem, his life is shortened. Well, the converse is, by being Mekayim the mitzvah of Shnei Mikvei Yechotargum, a person is Zecha to Arichas Yomim. Now, what is the signal? Why is that so? So I want to suggest a little drush of what the significance, the connection between Arichas Yomim is to Shnai Mikvei Yechotargum. There's a Gemara that discusses the custom of Rav Sheshes. The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Ches. Rav Sheshes, when they were laning the Torah, would not pay attention. While Kriyas HaTorah was taking place, Rav Sheshes turned to the side and was learning a Daf Gemara. And the Gemara asks, how is Rav Sheshes allowed to do this? How is he allowed not to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? And the Tosfos answers, because Rav Sheshes was blind. And being that he's blind, he's potter from Kriyas HaTorah. Now, it's all the Mefarshim that jump on this Tosfos. Just because he's blind and he can't see what it says in the Torah, does that mean he's exempt from Kriyas HaTorah? All of us, when we're in the Beis HaKnesses, only the Baal Kori and the one that gets the Aliyah actually sees what it says in the Torah. Everyone else is listening to what is being read. So Rav Sheshes was not deaf, he was only blind. Why is he not mechuyev to listen to what is being read? So the answer is a very powerful answer. The answer is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is not to listen. The mitzvah is to read. When we listen, we are being yotzei with the reading of the Baal Kori. But if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is blind and does not have the ability to read, then he has no obligation to listen. Your listening is only as good as your ability to actually read. If you could actually see and you can read, then you should do so. But you can't. You can't have the whole tzibur sitting around the Sefer Torah. So the takon is, one person will read, he will see it, he will read. That's why it's so important. Some of the very professional Balei Kriya, they're very, very makbit to make sure they see every single letter as they read. You don't want to close.
You could read in Braille.
No. That's not halacha. Yeah.
What about if somebody is illiterate, that they are not capable of reading?
They're capable of seeing. You're making a very good point. I don't know the answer. But let's assume the average person who is capable to some degree of seeing and reading, Now he can do so, but theoretically he can do, potentially he can do so, but he practically can't do so. So then you can be yotze with listening. But if you yourself cannot see what it says in the Sefer Torah, then listening to someone read it for you is not going to help you, because my listening has to connect to his seeing. And if I cannot see, he cannot be better than me in this matter of fulfilling my obligation by him seeing.
So this answers Michal's question.
Yeah.
Why do we have a Meturgaman?
Why do we have a Meturgaman?
Because you didn't know what you were looking at.
That's a separate inyan. That's a
so
third inyan.
So someone doesn't know how to read, he's illiterate.
The Meturgaman only comes, that's the explanation. The Meturgaman only comes into the picture after you fulfilled the primary obligation of reading what it actually says in the Torah. Therefore, Rav Sheshis, not only did he not have an obligation to read the Torah, he had no obligation to listen because he was blind.
Is illiterate, then he can just look at the words.
And obviously he doesn't get an elite.
He doesn't. Why?
Okay, I don't know. Someone who's illiterate, let's put that aside. I have to think about that. Now, why am I telling you this? Because according to all the Mefarshim, one of the primary reasons why we have Shnayim Nirkaviyach HaTargum is it enhances the mitzvah of Kriya Satar. That's clear. Study the sources. The mitzvah, the reason why we read Shnayim Nirkaviyach HaTargum is since we're going to come to Shabbos Kodesh, and Shabbos Kodesh is going to be Kriya Satar, and when Kriya Satar, at the time of Kriya Satar, we want to be familiar with what is being read for the Tzibur, to prepare ourselves for this event, we are Mekayim Shnayim Mikra V'yechatagim. In fact, according to one opinion, the primary reason why Chazal made Shnayim Mikra V'yechatagim is because in the time of Chazal, when you got an aliyah, when they called you up to read, you were expected to read your aliyah. It wasn't like today where you have a Baal Kore who reads, and you come up and you make the bracha. In ancient, can you imagine, you go to a shul, and they call up, Yamoid Reb Michal. So Reb Michal has to come up, and you are expected, they call you up for Shishi, you're expected to know Shishi inside out. How are you going to know Shishi inside out? Well, if you were Mekayim Shnayim Mikra V'yechatargum, so then you would know it. Assuming, of course, that when you're Yeshiva Katana, they force it into your head. So then it would be sufficient to just refresh yourself. Shnayim Mikra V'yechatargum would be enough to refresh yourself during the week. So when you get your Aliyah on Shabbos, you'll be fluent in that particular Aliyah. So what's clear from Chazal? From Chazal, it's very clear that Shnayim Mikra V'yechatargum is something which enhances the mitzvah that of Kriya Satar, which takes place on Shabbos. And now that we have explained, the Iker mitzvah is seeing, is reading, and reading includes seeing. Ad kedei kach, that if a person cannot see, not only is not chayiv to read because he can't see, he's not even chayiv to listen because listening is only as good as seeing. Now I think we can get a better appreciation when Chazal say that if a person is mekayim shnayim mikra v'yechatargum, he's marichin lo yomav ushnoisav. Because what does Chazal say about a person who's blind? Suma choshev kimeis. Life is the eyes. In the eye, the window to a person's neshama are the eyes. That's where the life is. There are many very nice. The pupil is called the ishoin bas oyin. Why is the pupil called the ishoin bas oyin? So the Mefarshim say, if you look at them, you stand at a person, you look at them, what do you see in their eyes? You see an ish. You see yourself. The eyes are a mirror. You know, it's interesting. They have studies today. It's fascinating. They take photographs from 100 years ago. Cameras first, when they're better than we have today, they can say it's digital. But the old photographs, film, it captured everything. They have technology today where they can take a picture, a good quality picture. They can look at the pupil of people's eyes, and they can see the photographer. Not just the photographer. They can see everything that took place in the back. Can you imagine from 100 years ago, the quality, it was film. Not as a matter of quality, it's a different technology, film. And you look in the pupil as a mirror, in the pupil with enhancing that you can see what took place behind. But when you look at a person, forget about any high-tech technology, you look at a person, you look at them, what do you see? You see the ishoin basoin, the pupil. Why is it called the pupil? Because in the pupil you see a little ish, a little man, ish. Ish of ish. You see yourself. And Chazal explained, what is Shmira Senayim? The more you watch your eyes, the more Hashem will watch the ish, will watch the person That's in the eyes. Hashem Hashkacha. The more you protect your eyes, Mida Keneged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the Ish, will protect you, the little man that is hidden in the pupil of the eye. That's a little bit of a drush. Yehuda said to the people, Ayei HaKadesha, Hi Be'inayim. Where is the Kadesha, the harlot, that is Be'inayim by the fountain? So the Darshanim say, Ayei HaKadesha, where is Kedusha? Where can you find Kedusha? Yeah. Beinayim. Shmira Seinayim is where Kedusha is found. But in any event, the whole we learn from this Yisoid is that Shnayim Mikvecha Targum is something which is done to enhance the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is to see what's in the Torah. It's to use your Koyach HaRi'iyah. The Koyach HaRi'iyah is Chayim. Suma Choshev Kemes. The more a person in the week works on the Shnayim Mikvei Chatargum to enhance the mitzvah of Kriya, which can only be done with the Einayim, the more you're giving yourself Koyach, the more Koyach you're giving your life. And that's why it's a school of four Arichas Yomim Vishon. Yeah.
Someone, the Bachram, who come to America for Venus Manonites, and then they go back, and if it's Yantiv, sometimes their whole Seder misses, they lose a parasha.
Yeah.
So some of them it's
not the special minyanim. They have special
minyanim.
You don't
have to because it's the Kriyas HaTorah.
So but you don't want to lose that. There are two inyanim. You're right. Technically, maybe you're right, but you're still losing out of parasha. You're right. Technically, you don't have to, but you're still losing out of parasha. You are losing out. And enough shlemus. You want to go through the whole year where you've heard of yoytze kriyas haTorah, learning from the entire parasha from beginning to end. There's also an inyan. Two different inyanim. Yeah.
Is kriyas haTorah
on the Gavra, both. The Ikarah did it's only on the Tzibur. And that's why, b'diavad, as long as there are 10 people listening, you can doze off, you can divert your attention. But there is definitely another inyan, it's not the primary inyan, that every yachid also, if you want to have an extra mila, you also want to hear, you also want to listen to every word of the parsha. Simple, very much, not to miss one word. They want to go a whole year. Beautiful thing, you want to go a whole year, you've heard Kriyas HaTorah from the big Bereishis until any Kol Nishol, you've not missed a single word. Of course, it depends on the Balkari. You have to have a good Balkari every single week to be
zochah. How do they do this? They come to Eretz Yisrael, they have the regular minyan.
They have special minyan for people that missed out of parasha. Even in America, Eretz Yisrael.
Not
necessarily because, but yet, if you learn the wrong parasha, there are two inyan in Kriyas HaTorah. There's the inyan of laning 10 psukim. Or learning and Shiva Kruim, 7 Pesukim. Then there's any day. What should you learn from? So it depends on the day. It depends on Yom Tov. You learn this. Shabbos. You learn this. We have a cycle. That's been established. It's not a term. You see, you can't make up your own cycle, but there's room. There is some room.
They do that in America too.
There's a whole shalom. What happens if in 1 week you miss the halacha shulchanach? Let's say a shul miss, you miss a parsha. You're in the Bengal colony and the sefer Torah. There's no sefer Torah. They forgot. No one brought a sefer Torah. So what do you do the next week? So if I'm not mistaken, then you learn two parshios. Learn two parshios. The shulchan aruch. A tzibur that misses one parsha.
Right.
There is a precedent.
There is a precedent
that if you're missing a parsha, it can be made up with certain gods. Okay, we're going off to that. I want to go to another topic. Let's go to another topic. Calling up a person by their name, by their father's name. The minhag is when you call a person, you call them up. Yamoid Ruvain ben Shimon, or Ruvain ben Yaakov. You call a person by the father's name. It's brought down. What's the purpose? What halachic nafkamina is there to call a person? Why can't you call them by their last name? By identification tag? So the Reform did. We'll come to that in a few moments. So what's very interesting is, it's brought down in many Sfarim, when it comes to a get, comes to marriage, what counts is the way you're called up to the Torah. One of the only purposes of calling up a person to the Torah by their name and their father's name is it is a baseline to know what their name is in case chas v'shalom there's a need for a get. We know what his real name is. Matzeva is not important. It's not halachic in Matzeva. Matzeva, so there's no name on the Matzeva. That's not an ikar. Yaakov, when Yaakov made a Matzeva for Rachel, does it say anywhere that he wrote her name on the Matzeva? Is there any chazal that says this? I don't think so. The Ovos. He buried them. There was a stone.
He didn't want to write Rachel Bas Lavan.
Does it say anywhere you have to put a person's name, write a poem, a nusach? This is a modern day thing. There's no, you put a stone. That's all you have to do is put a stone. So, what halacha nafgamina results from the name that a person is called up to the Torah? It's a fascinating thing. He has many sources. The only place we find in halacha that it's important is in case chas v'shom a person needs to give a get, we need to know what his name is. Otherwise, you would never be able, to be matar an eishes ish. It's an amazing thing. A woman is an eishes ish, she wants to remarry, she's an aguna, you have to write his name. What's his name? The ksuba is also not muh, you have to write the person's name. Well, ksuba, okay, the ksuba, you're saying something, ksuba would not... Yeah, you're saying something good. The ksuba, but we're very lean when it comes to ksuba. Ksuba is not a biblical document.
Shtar chayv
you don't need. You can use an English name for shtar chayv. This is the primary reference for eishes isha. Just occurred to me. I don't know if what I'm saying is total nonsense, but when you begin the Kriya Satorah, the Azor, so-and-so, HaKohen, Baruch Shenasan Terele Yisrael Bigdush Asoi, and the whole Tzibur answers, V'atem Hadveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. Why do we say that? Why is the Minhag Yisrael V'atem Hadveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom? What word does the Torah use for marriage? Al Kein Yazov Ish Es Avim V'Dovak B'Ishto. The word Dovak is a code for marriage. And in fact, it is for this reason that Klal Yisrael spends astronomical amounts of money on Jewish weddings. Jewish weddings take the cake. There's no religion that spends as much money. Why? Because a Jewish wedding is a mashal to the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. A mitzvah tanz. If you have a mitzvah tanz, a litvak. Wedding is a big thing. Not just because two people are getting married. Not just because you want to be mechazik, chos and kala, show that it's serious. A wedding by Klal Yisrael is a very big inyan among every segment, is because every wedding between chos and kala is a dogma to the unique relationship that Klal Yisrael has with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. It's a mashal. Our marriage of man and woman is a mashal to Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's very interesting. I didn't see this anywhere, but it's just very interesting is that if the only significance, the reason why we're so machmir to call a person by the name to the Tzeva Torah is because it has to be established in Klal Yisrael what a person's name is in order to be matir and eishes ish, in order to allow a woman to remarry, that's why we do it. And the first thing we do when we call up a person is we make reference to that. We don't chashom want there to be a divorce, chas v'shalom, but it has to be established such a thing for the good of Klal Yisrael, that a person has a name, and the introduction is dveikus, not that it should lead to divorce. Adrabah, by being mechazek a person's name, it should be a school that shouldn't chashom come to any separation. Now, just while we're on the topic, Reform. Okay, this was one of their big innovations. Reform Judaism is that they did away with calling up people by their names, and this really goes to show where they took. They didn't have names because they did away with the kedusha of Yisrael of names. This was one of the first things that they targeted. They targeted that when you call was first the aliyah, they gave out. Play, you call it you get cards, Yamoid, Koyein, Levi, Shlishi, Revi'i, and you were assigned. The person knew what he was assigned. He came up. They would not call out by name. So this is not it is an attack on the kedushas Yisrael to take away this minuk, holy minuk of calling up a person by name. Now we should be aware. Very interesting. The Sfardim, our resident Sfardi is not here, but by Sfardim it appears it's not accepted to always call up by name. There are communities, Svarish communities, where they bedavka do not call up people by name. They don't do it like the Reform, Chas HaShalom. Reform, they call up. They call up. At least, today, it doesn't mean anything today. Today, Reform is bankrupt. But I mean, that when the Reform first started, they called up Shlishi, Revich, Chamishi, or whatever they call it. They call up the Aliyah. But by Svaradin, they didn't call up anything. The Gabbai told you which Ali you get, you come upon your own. And if you forget, you fall asleep in the middle of davening, he'll go over and give you a shove. He'll take on a stick, he'll beat you up. Didn't I tell you have Ravi? Well, get up here already. What do we have to wait for you? Why? Why did Sfardim, why did they object
because
to this minute?
They said,
that's not the reason.
Sfardim so also called by the mother's name.
By for an Aliyah?
I know for an Aliyah, but then you see all on the servants.
Right, that's
ben
why,
Victoria,
yeah. By Matzevas. You right away tell a person, the Sfardi, look at the Matzeva, they have the mother's name, or the father's name, the Sfardim, they use the mother's name instead of the father's name.
By father and mother.
Really?
Yeah, I...
Really? Okay, interesting.
They do the Mishaber, that's what counts.
So, why did the Sfardim deviate from this custom, which appears to have sources? No, it appears that they're cursed in the Gemara. The Gemara, I don't know the details, nothing as to them, but why? So it's a very interesting reason, because there's a curse. I don't know if you've ever seen this in Shul. If you call a person by name Yamod, you gotta go. It's Yehoreg Val Yavar. If a person is called up to an Ali by name Yamod, surprise! Yamod Ruvain Ben Yaakov. And Reuven is sitting there in the audience and says, you know, I'm not interested. I don't want to go. I don't feel well. I'm tired. I have to. It's a very long aliyah, and I'm going to have to be there for a very long time. And they're going to hold me up to give money for Mishaberach. And I'm going to have to stand there and shake everyone's hand. I'm not interested. I'm not interested today in going through this whole thing. You're calling me up. Guess what? The Gabbai won. You have no choice. If they call you up by surprise, Yamod Reuven ben Yaakov, you better go. And if you don't go, there's the pasuk Arasha lo Yaakov is divrei Torah hazos. All these psukim, they're clawless. If you're called up to the Torah, you must go. Problem is, not everyone knows the severity of what happens when you don't go. People just, you call me up. You know what? No, thank you. I'm not interested. You see this sometimes. You call up an Ali. I'm not interested. It's serious business. In order, since people were ignorant and people did not go and they were subject to these terrible things that Chazal say, they didn't want people to be nichshol. So it became the meaning by the Svardim, you don't call up by name. So no one should be nichshol in this.
This is very good. If I'm a lady and the guy comes over to me and says, I want to give you a lady, I say, you know, you can give it a different lady.
No, that's not a problem.
As long as they didn't call
by name. As long as they didn't call by name. Once they call by name, you gotta go. Since the people did not know this, they were called by name and they did not go, they were subject to the terrible things that Chazal say, so they instituted, you know what, don't call up by name. So people who do not go will not be subject to these terrible things. Okay.